Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Why don't you pump it up with us?
Everyone's so pumped up from the Bills' win last night.
31-10, destroying the Miami Dolphins in their home stadium. How embarrassing. Welcome to the show, you guys. It is Friday, 80 degrees for the high today. And it's going to be beautiful all weekend and then all of next week. The vibes are definitely up. And now that our girl Breezy is a huge Bills fan, she's asking the question, as a new fan, what's better here? Watching the game at home or watching it out with a whole bunch of people like last night? I mean, you are a Tin Cup, and I'm sure I've had my fair share of Buffalo Bills games at Tin Cup. I'm sure it was packed in there last night.
It was packed to the brim.
It's a huge rivalry between the Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. I was a little bit on pins and needles, I'm not going to lie. But in Josh Allen, we trust. So yeah. What did you think last night? Because I feel like this was your actual first time. It was a primetime game.
Yeah.
It's Thursday night, and you're surrounded by people. Did you have a blast?
I had so much fun. So this is, like you said, my first official season as a Bills fan. Like, I came in mid-season last year, so
you're definitely a Bills fan because you're wearing the same outfit you wore last night. You just don't want to take it off.
Yeah, it's bad luck. I have to. I feel like this is just really monumental. It's really important. And on Sunday, I watched the game at my parents'. I was horizontal on the couch.
Right.
It was comfy, cozy, blankies, the whole thing. And I loved that. And then last night, different vibe. Different vibe for sure. Upstairs at Tin Cup. This is actually the first year they actually have that, too, which is great.
Yeah, they got the upstairs vibe now.
Which
they got
really,
the second
really cool.
floor.
Yep. So, I don't know. There was just big screens everywhere and people and camaraderie. But there are some people out there, 585-252-9800, if you're one of these people that like have a really big superstition on, I only can watch it at this bar. I can only watch it at home when I'm on this side of the couch.
No, of course.
And like,
it depends
yeah.
on the game, especially if it's a very serious game. Like, it's a playoff game. I have friends who will not go out to the bar. They have to be home. And not to mention, a couple of my friends have a really sick setup in their basement.
Mm-hmm.
Movie theater seating, Bills memorabilia. They don't need to leave the house. They have a bar within their home, right, and they refuse to leave. And I'm not going to lie, it is quite comfortable, but you're not getting the camaraderie. You're not getting the energy off of other people when you're home alone. I will say you'll spend less money and you'll definitely drink less, but that's not always fun either. You know what I mean?
I know. I think it's like the delicate balance of finding like which games are more appropriate to maybe stay home and just watch on your couch, and what games are like, for example, a Thursday night game at 8:15, like that's a vibe. That's a full, like, but Sunday night at 8 o'clock, like, I mean, or a later game,
but
like
these are all primetime games. So if it's Sunday at 1 o'clock, you bet I'm going out. I'm going to the bar.
Yeah.
Okay. Last night I couldn't do it because
I know I saw all your friends there.
I know, and they were all texting me. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to do it because the game really kind of starts around 8:15. Mm-hmm. I'm in bed at 9:30. I don't want to go all the way out there and come back.
Right.
You know, because they're going to try and get me to stay. And then once that happens, it's game over. I mean, I wouldn't show up this morning. So that's a problem. And I know that. So I can't do it. These late games on like Thursdays and Sunday night, I can watch until halftime. And I have no idea what happens after
that. So explain to me. I'm looking for a little bit of wisdom and knowledge here. I guess I'm a little thrown and a little confused. What is with all these different streaming services? Like, only you can only watch some games on Peacock, and then you can only watch some games on, like,
it sucks,
like,
Breezy.
What? Like, I'm not getting it.
It sucks. So NFL signed a deal with Amazon Prime, and now Thursday night games are on Prime. And it's been that way for a couple of years now.
That's weird.
I think Monday Night Football, I don't know if that's ESPN, but I'm telling you right now.
You can't just, like, turn on the TV and watch it.
It's not basic.
Is that what you're telling me?
Not basic cable anymore. Okay. Some are. Here's the thing, though, and this is what most people are concerned about. Come Super Bowl, they're going to start charging people. That is going to be a pay-per-view event in the years to come. I'm telling you right now, we are going to have to pay to watch the Super Bowl. You wait and see. It's going to happen.
Interesting. I mean, byproduct, you kind of already are with all these other games. Like, you're paying for a subscription.
The one thing, I am not, I'm not signing up for Peacock. Oh, screw that. I am not
He's putting his foot down.
I'm not doing it.
I will not open my wings for
Peacock.
Give
me a break. I'm not paying for another platform. I'm so sick of it.
No, I know. It's stupid.
I mean, how many do we need? I have Apple. I have Netflix. I had HBO and got rid of it. I have Amazon. And you know what?
We had to finish Jim
Crazy. I'm going from one to the other, and I still can't find anything to watch. Are you guys like me where you're just sitting there flipping,
No, that's not true. You come in every day, you're like, I watched a new doc.
But here's the thing. In the last three nights, I got nothing.
Well, last night you watched football.
I watched football last night,
you
yes.
You have to go on TikTok and find the documentary girls who will tell you what to watch. So I guess...
But here's the thing, Breezy. You cannot go to... Like, Tin Cup is great. I love it. But going to a bar for every game, I couldn't do it.
I can't afford it.
You can't. That's every week.
Literally can't afford it.
What brought you joy last night? What did you like most about watching the game from the bar?
Oh my God, I was on a couch. So that was amazing. I also was like extremely spoiled the way I watched it in Tin Cup. It's not like I was at some like gross high top, like smothered with randoms. Like I was literally sprawled out on a couch, like loving life.
Yeah, you could have been
with my own personal bar.
You could have been elbow to elbow at Jeremiah's, posted up at the bar.
Yeah, I'm so good. I'll pass on that.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
You know, sometimes the beautiful thing about doing a radio show is you never know who you're gonna get when the phone rings. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy here. Happy Friday to you guys. We got a gentleman by the name of Ezra on the phone waiting to speak to us. Now, Ezra has almost positive this guy has called in a couple of times in the past. And all he said this morning was he's having a tough go. He had a tough start this morning. He's looking for some help. And I was like, all right, buddy, we're going to try and help you out here. Hi, Ezra. Good morning.
Hi. Yes. This is Ezra.
We know.
Morning.
Morning, Ez.
Good morning, buddy.
Happy Friday the 13th to you.
You as well. Yes, it is Friday the 13th.
Oh my God, I didn't realize.
Yeah. I guess it's true what they say. 13 really is an unlucky number.
What?
Okay.
Why?
What's up?
It's my favorite number. It's one of my favorite numbers, but go ahead.
No, it's not mine. So I went into work at 6 a.m. this morning, and I found out that I was fired.
Oh, no.
No.
That early this morning? Why?
Well, I got into an argument with my boss at the diner that I work at, and I've been a short order cook there for maybe, I don't know, around 6 years.
Okay.
And all of a sudden we get a new owner, and he's on my case all the time about wearing a hairnet.
Okay. Okay.
And you refuse to wear one. What's wrong?
Well, yeah, because I'm bald.
Oh, classic.
I just feel really silly. So, yeah, he fired me. And I was wondering if you guys might be able to help. I have...
Hold on a second, Ezra. This went... Let's back up for 1 second. You're bald. Why is he enforcing that? Do you have to wear a hairnet? That's a great question. Do you have to wear a hairnet if you're bald, if you are cooking food in a kitchen? Does anybody know that?
I mean, like...
The answer to
I
that?
Probably would say, like...
No, right?
Food regulation, probably no, but I can see it for like sweat.
Okay, go ahead, Ezra.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to fall into the food. I don't know, but
your personality.
So I've got some ideas, and I wanted some help from you guys.
All right, bring it.
Okay. One thing is, I do drive a van.
Yeah,
and okay. I was maybe thinking about starting a food truck.
Okay, that's a great idea.
I got to be honest, I make a heck of a ham sandwich.
Oh, Gorge. That sounds delicious.
That's what you should name it, heck of a ham sandwich.
I agree. That's a great name.
I like that.
Ezra's Hammies. What's the other idea?
I was wondering if there are any teachers listening who may be able to point me in the right direction of how to become a teaching assistant.
Oh, hold on one second.
A really hard shift, Ezra.
Wait, hold on a second. Ezra, you want to go from making ham sandwiches in your van to becoming a teacher, an assistant teacher?
Yeah. I could do elementary school or high school, but I'm really good with kids. Kids like me a lot.
Okay. All right. Are there any teachers that need an assistant in the classroom? Call us 585-252-9800. Or would you be open to going back to working at a diner, Ezra?
I don't know. I guess if I was making ham sandwiches.
Or making more money. Do you do okay? I mean, I don't know. Financially, do you do okay as a cook at a diner?
Not really, but I get by.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what matters.
Just reheating old food. All right.
So, all right. Well, you put the message out there. I don't know if the teacher assistant thing is going to work out.
Well, there's something else.
Yeah. Oh.
So, I'm recently single, thank God.
Okay.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, my girlfriend's finally out of my hair. She's been...
Or lack thereof. Okay.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she was really controlling and weird over the past 8 months. And I don't know. It drives me crazy. So is there anyone looking for a down-to-earth guy who is not crazy? And I would love to go out with you.
Well, hold on a second, Ezra. I think that's very sweet of you. But shouldn't your first priority right now be finding... Be finding a job.
I'm constantly coming on here looking for somebody. I don't know what's happening here.
If I could meet a teacher, then maybe all my bases would be covered.
Well, yeah, but you need money for that. You just lost your job.
Right.
Okay. So I don't know if that maybe occurred to you that you probably need money to take a woman out.
Oh, no, don't let that alarm you. I have savings.
Okay. All right. Hey, all right. I would love to help our friend Ezra out here. Anyone own a restaurant? Ezra was a cook at a diner for 6 years. He has a ton of experience. All right, Ezra, we're going to see if we can get you some help here. But
I just don't really know what we're looking for. Are we looking for a job? Are we looking for a girlfriend? Are we looking for a cook job, teacher aid? I'm just lost.
Both would be nice.
Well, you came to the table with a lot this morning, Ezra, and we're down to help you any possible way we can, but we can't make any promises here.
In my defense, I really have been listening to you guys for a long time, so I'd appreciate the favor.
Okay.
I mean, you kind of owe me.
Oh. All right, Ezra, we're going to let you go.
We owe you. Okay. Yeah, we'll see what we can do to help you out, buddy. All kidding aside, I do now officially have your number. So if anyone's looking to hire Ezra as a cook, or if you're looking for a substitute teacher or an assistant teacher, it's your one-stop shop with Ezra. Thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend. I'm sorry you lost your job.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll
talk. Happy Friday the 13th.
Okay, we'll talk soon.
Yeah, Brizzy?
Yeah.
You have a beautiful voice.
Okay. Thank you. Bye, Ezra.
See ya.
He goes, Brizzy? Brizzy? Yes, King? What's up?
So,
what can I help you with?
So we're in the middle of this, and I get this text that came in and was like, hey, you know what? Ezra should really think about putting his two passions together. Maybe he can make ham sandwiches in a high school cafeteria for the kids.
Right.
I don't know. Courtney's here. What's up, Courtney? Welcome to the show. Hi, guys. I'm not trying to be mean here, but if this guy becomes an assistant teacher at my kid's school, then I'm selling the house and moving my family out of state.
She goes, I'll pull him. I will pull him. Absolutely pull them from the classroom.
All right, listen, guys, all kidding aside, I'd love to help our friend Ezra out. If anyone owns a restaurant, Ezra was a cook at a diner for 6 years. He's got a ton of experience, okay? He has what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you work at Oak Hill Country Club, Penfield Country Club, Good Luck, Nosh, Velvet Belly, where you at? I have a guy that knows how to make really good toast. Travis is here. He goes, why would his boss demand he wear a hairnet if he doesn't have hair?
Right.
I'm so lost.
We don't. There's more to the story that Ezra's not telling us, unfortunately. Unfortunately.
Also, you can own a van, but apparently we're getting some text here that says you can't automatically turn that into a food truck. There's rules and regulations.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about that, you guys. Never been in the food industry. But we just got a text that says, hey, what's up, guys? My cousin is the manager at Country Club Diner on East Ave. They may be looking for an additional cook, but I can send Ezra their way if it's something he'd be interested in. Yeah, I think you should do that. Anything to keep him out of the schools, that would be great. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. That's Tate McRae's new song, It's Okay, I'm Okay, on PXY Mornings. It's Moose, it's Breezy, happy Friday. It's absolutely beautiful outside, and it's going to be like this all weekend, plus all next week. I don't know what's going on. I think Mother Nature's playing some sort of sick joke on us. I'm waiting for it to snow.
Guys. What's going on?
But
how y'all doing?
We love it. We're asking the question real quick before we get out of here this morning. Is making friends in your 20s and 30s really difficult? I don't know.
It's definitely more difficult than when you're younger and you have less opportunity to meet people through school, class, sports, recreational activities.
It's different now. When you're a kid, you can walk up to anyone and ask if you want to be friends. And the majority of the time, someone's going to say yes.
Yeah. And I just feel like there's more opportunity when you're younger. Like, you go off to college, and then you make friends at college, or classes, or out at the... Like, it's just way easier. As an adult, you go to work, you go home. We're all just trying to survive.
I know, and I think that's one of the reasons, too. So many people join, like, kickball leagues, softball leagues. They're just trying to meet new people and make new friends.
Yeah. I was having this conversation last night with some of my friends that we were out at the bar for the Bills game. And I think one of my biggest New Year's resolutions this year was to make more, like, lesbian friends. Because I just have... so many straight friends that I love so incredibly much. And I have a lot of gay guy friends as well. Why are you laughing?
You need to stop making friends, okay? This is why you're in 12 weddings this year.
No.
Stop making friends.
I mean, like, it's just, it's really hard. I mean, you wouldn't get it if you're not in the community. Like, it's just really hard, like, to be in the position that I'm in. Like, I don't know. I'm not the most stereotypical lesbian out there. Like, I'm very girly, and I love my skirts and my bows, and like,
so
it's
So explain to me, like, I'm five. So that means what?
Like, a lot of my now friends. I've made so many amazing new friends that are within my community just this past year alone. A lot of them are super into football, and they're super into, like, all these sports, and they're on all the kickball teams, and they do all the things, and, like, that's just not my scene, so I always thought, like, I can't really be friends with people like that because we can't relate in that way because I'm not in that realm. Like, I'm just not. Like, I'm not a huge sports girly. I'm not gonna, like, do fantasy football.
Yeah, but you have, like, so many friends, though, and they all have different interests. They all do different things. I mean, that's just one thing that they're into.
For sure. And I think I was, like, I've definitely, like, eaten my words as time has gone past, because I do feel like I have a pretty good, solid friend group now of like, gay women that I absolutely love and adore.
And you're now a huge football fan.
And now I'm a huge football fan.
So, you know, now you're enjoying sports.
And I think it's cool because it opens up the realm. But I was having this conversation last night with some of my friends, and I was like, it's just so much harder to make friends in your 20s and 30s because there's just less opportunity. And, like, listen, if I have a hard time making friends, which, I mean, I'm not saying I do, but I'm just, like, at the same time, I'm very social, I'm very outgoing, I'm very much talk to anybody. I can only imagine how it is for someone who's, like, maybe just a touch more introverted.
Yeah, listen, by the time you're 30 or 40, you should be focused on making less friends. You want your circle to become smaller.
Yeah, I guess. But also, like, people come into your life without you even really looking for them. And I think that's really cool. And I think that's something to cherish because you haven't even met all the people in your lifetime that are going to love you. Like, you know, I hope to someday become a parent and then, like, be friends with my kids' parents or my kids' friends' parents and, like, that type of stuff. Or meet people through, like, a PTA or, you know, all of that stuff. And, yes, as you grow older, and we've talked about this so many times, like, friends fall off and that's okay. But I think welcoming new friendships is definitely something to be really excited about and not take for granted.
100%. I think we just talked over a 30-second EAS test. So everything we just said
was... I literally am, like, so sentimental and, like, crying about how much I love my friends. And they're like,
beep. I'm like, I can hear it in one ear. I'm like, okay. Tell me this is happening
now. Why don't you shut up and log off this morning? I'm like, I love my friends so much. I'm just, like, so less anxious. They're like, shut up.
Oh, God.
Okay, love it. Thank you.
All right, guys. You know what? On that note, we hope you have a great weekend. We'll check back in with you in a second to say goodbye. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.